tell me, Earl. Night, tell me tale of stem or stone, beside the rivering waters of, hither and thithering waters of, night.
Two. Every evening at lighting up o'clock sharp and until further notice in Phoenix Playhouse, bar and conveniences always open, Didlum Club dances stairs. Entrancings, gads, a scrab, the quality, one large shilling. Newly billed for each wicked day perfumance. Sandoz Massines, by arraignment, children's hours expurcated. Jampots, rinsed porters, taken in token. With nightly redistribution of parts and players by the puppetry producer, and daily dubbing of ghosters, with the benediction of the holy Genesius Archimimus, and under the distinguished patronage of their elderships the Oldens, from the four coroners of Findrius, Murius, Gorius, and Phalius, Messoirs the Coabs, Clive Solis, Galorius Kettle, Pobide O'Lancy, and Pierre Dussault, while the Caesar-in-Chief looks on. Senate. As played to the Adelphi by the brothers Bratislavov, Hyrcane, and Haristobulus, after humpteen-dumpteen revivals. Before all the king's horses, with all the queen's mum. And word loosed over seven seas crowdblast in Kellaline Tuto's Slavs and Latin sound script, in four tabloids. While Fern may call us until Fern may call. The mime of Mick, Nick, and the Maggies. Adopted from the Ballymooney blood-ridden mother by Blue Chin Black Dylan, Arthur Way's Big Story, featuring Glug, Mr. Seamus McQuillid. Hear the riddles between the robot in his dress circular and the gagster in the rogues gallery. The bold, bad, bleak boy of the storybooks, who, when the tabs go up, as we discover, because he knew too much, has been divorced into disgrace court by the Floras. Girl scouts from St. Bride's finishing establishment demand acidulated. A month's bunch of pretty maidens who, while they pick on her their pet peeve, form with Valkyrian license the guard for Izzard. Miss Beauty's spot, asks the attendantess for a leaflet. A bewitching blonde who dimples delightfully and is approached in loveliness only by her grateful sister reflection in a mirror, the cloud of the opal, who, having jilted Glug, is being fatally fascinated by Chuff. Mr. Sean O'Malley, see the chalk and sanguine pictograph on the safety drop, the fine, frank, fair-haired fellow of the fairy tales, who wrestles for top hole with the bold, bad, bleak boy Glug, generally about caps or puds or tog bags or bog gas, or shooting rudskin gunnerly or something, until they adumbrace a pattern of somebody else or other, after which they are both carried off the set and brought home to be well soaped, sponged and scrubbed again by Anne, Miss Curry Curriendo, Grishan Scola, bring the babes, Peter, Porter and Turty. She mistributes Mandama's monies after Perdunamento, Hendra Deloven entrees, Pulcinelli's must not miss our national rooster's rag, their poor little old mother-in-law, who is woman of the house, playing opposite to Hump, Mr. Make-all gone. Read the sayings from the Laxdale saga in the program about King Ericus of Sweden and the spirit's whispers in his magical helmet. Cap a pipe with watch and topper, coat, crest and supporters, the cause of all our grievances, the whirl, the flash and the trouble, who having partially recovered from a recent impeachment due to egg everlasting, but through and thoroughly pro-converted, propounded for psychological is studding sail once more, jib sheets and royals, in the semblance of the substance for the membrance of the umbrance with the remnants of the emblance, revealing a quemdam supercargo of the rockery poop in heaven, engaged in entertaining in his pilgrim's custom house at Carleom upon Esker, those statutory persons, the customers. Components of the after-hour courses at St. Patricia's Academy for grown-up gentlemen, consult the annuary, cold porter's subsection, a bundle of a dozen of representative locomotive civics, each in quest of outings, who are still more sloppily served after every cup final by Saunderson, Mr. Knut Ulsfinker, Tiffsday's off, wouldn't stop in bad, imitation of flatfish, torch-bearing supper app, Dud, half sovereign, No Chi Daily, Roly Polesies, Glen of the Downs, the Gugnir, his Guy's Works, his Ears a Quack, his Loki Strokey OSV, a Sharon Shiner and Spoiled Curate, unconcerned in the mystery but under the influence of the milieu, and but of Kate, Miss Rachel Leavarian. She tells forkings for bash fellas and a purder of card palmer teapot tosspot, Madam Delta, during the pauses. Cook and dish drudge, which believes one thing that's, host be the churchyard or warts up the Asgars, the show must go on. Time, the press ant. With futurist one-horse ballet battle pictures and the pageant of past history, worked up with animal variations amid ever-glaning mangrove mazes and Bjorb tractors by Messrs. Thud and Blunder, shadows by the film folk, masses by the good people, promptings by Elanio Vitale, long shots, up-closes, out-blacks and stage-to-lets by Hexenschuss, Kochmacher, Incubone and Rocknarag. Creations tastefully designed by Madame Bertha de la Mode. Dances arranged by Harley Quinn and Kulimbina. Jests, jokes, jigs and jorums for the wake lent from the properties of the late cemented Mr. T.M. Finnegan, R.I.C. Lip masks and hair wigs by Wida Nuike. Limes and floods by Crooker and Toll. Cope pie by Kappa Peterson. Hood pine hat with 24 vent holes by Morgan. Boss and string bag from Hetero Ditheros and All Ladies Presents. Tree taken for grafted. Rock rent, Phoenician blends and Sardinian doof posts by Chauve Souris and Won't Be Daft. The oak mulberry eek with citric tumesh from Shop Sowry, Seedsman Chap. Grabstone big from General Orders Mailed. The crack, that's cork, by a smoker from the gods. The interjection, Buckley, by the fireman in the pit. Accidental music providentially arranged by Larcher and Lacorde. Melodiosities in pure fusion by the score. To start with, in the beginning, we need Hurtley Bemark, a community prayer, everyone for himself, and to conclude with, as an exodus, we think it well to add, a chorale in canon, good for us all. Songs betune the acts by the Ambiampions of Annapolis, Joan McCormick, male soprano, and Jean Sullivan, bass noble, respectively. Oh, Mr. Sojaman, if this is what ye do, then I'm not surprised ye want that bottle of Sovkeeper. And oh, auf nunch der Rasche verlass mich nicht. Till the summit scenes of Climbax catastrophe, the bearded mountain, Polymop Bertharuch, and the river romps to nursery, Medikins in undiform. The whole Thagog-Magog, including the portions understood to be admitted as the results of the respective titulars neglecting to produce themselves, to be wound up for an after-enactment by a magnificent transformation scene showing the radium wedding of night and morning and the dawn of peace, pure, perfect, and perpetual, waking the weary of the world. An argument follows. Chuffy was an angel then, and his sword fleshed light like lightning. Fool, stop. Sincti sancti meekly loose, defending us from prowlabouts. Make a shine on the cursed. Amen. But the Dublin surf was in Glogger, that lost to learning. Punked. He was buffing and sputing, tossing like Ennisine, whipping his eyes out, and gnatching his teeth over the brevities from existers and the outer yubbocks of life. He hath kevki chosen a clay blade and makes praises to his three of clubs. To part from these my corsets is into overlasting fear. Acts of feet, hoof and jarity, athlete's long foot, jowl up here. Amongst that number of evilings, but how pierceful in their suggestiveness were those first girly stirs, with zitterings of flight released and twinglings of twitch bells in rund laughter, with waverings that made shimmer shake rather natally all the dusk-scented airs and shy-lit beaconings from behind him's back. Sammy Corlon. Miri Lamb, she was shuffering all the diseasiness of the unheard of. Mary Louise and Chausupinus. If Ark could no more salve his agnels from the wiles of Willy Woolly Wolf, if all the Irish cynics of her dip-a-dump help a bit, from and Father Hogham till the Mother Masons, could not that glugger to catch her by the colour of her brightness.
not rose, Sevilla nor citronelle, not esmeralda, pervinca nor indra, not viola even, nor all of them four themes over. But the montage stick in the melmelo jaw. I am, twin to mine, all these things. Up, tighty in the front, down again on the loose, grim and drumming on her back, and a pop from her whistle. What is that, oh holy troopers? Is that given you? Up he stulpled, glee you jeez, with search a fling did die near sea. Be me own and call me you, and if you what you may call for me, I will wish you may call for you. And they are met, face a facing, they are set, force to force. And no such Copenhagen Marengo was less so fated for a fall, since in Glenna's small of smiling thrushes, patch white past O'Sheen a skull. Arrest thee, scald brother, came the Evangelion, sabre accusant, from all St. John's Wood to kill or maim him, and be dumb but he's arrested. A would proffer to his delected one the his trifle from the grass. A space. Who are you? The cat's mother. A time. What do you lack? The look of a queen. But what is that which is one going to prehend? Seeks, buzzling his brains, the finder. The how to say to, it is what is, he must to must, warden shall. A dark tongue's cunning. Oh, Theoperil, Ethiop lore, the poor lie. He asked it of the hooted fire shield, but it was undergone into the Matthewed heaven. He sowed it from the luft, but bore ne mark, ne message. He looked upon the blooming grund where only his corns were groaning. At last he listed back to Beckline how she pranked alone so jauntily. The scan for schooling, with naught a-wired from the wordless either. Item, he was hard set then. He went to go somewhere while he was weeting. Utum, he wished to grieve on the good persons, that is, the four gentlemen. Oten. But it was not a long time till he was feeling true for him. He was a good a Portia, and it was short after that he was feeling me haunt to me hint. He was an injun ruba. Eat him. He was at his thinker's aunt's to give the four gentlemen the presence of a corpse, and this is what he would be willing. He fouled the ford. They found the hurtle stones. They fell ill with the gravy duck, and he sad town with the roust of the meast. At him, to where by hangs our tales. Aho, this poor Glug, it was so said of him about of his old font mother, truly deplorable. Ah, dire, oh dire, and all the freightfulness which he inhabited after his colleen-born janitor, sometime towerable, with that hairy antlets on him, and the bauble light birching out of his sockets, whiling away she sprankled his all over with her noses of interrogation. How do you do that lack a lock and pass the poker, please? And bids him tend her lute and airly. Sing, sweetheart, sing to me anon. So that Glug, the poor one, in that limbo pool which was his subnesciousness, he could scarce of all not know whither his mardor had burst a blabber, or if the fogle stones that hit his tin pan was that merely his skull mister. Missed his trump, or midst his fluting? Aho, Sicily aw. The youngly delightsome frills in players are now shown drawn, if but one or if in Flory League, drawings up consociately at the hinder sight of their commoner guardian. Her boy fiend, or theirs, if they are so plurielled, cometh up as a trapador, thinking how he must fan for himself by gaze work what their colours were as they are all shown drawings up. Tirton kashton tirton ba. Doth that not satisfy you, sir? Quanti party bellas here, Madame Alifay. And what are you going to charm them to, Madame Adousset? Cinderinelli angled her slipper. It was chorchiny, yet brought her a groom. He will angst of them from their commoner guardian at next line-up, who is really the rapier of the two, though the other brother can hold his own, especially for he bandaged it with his hand the whole time, ma main, a simply gracious mi-o-la, and re-loose that thong off his art.
Hast thou fee liked, carbuncly one? Upon which his puhur precoxity verses a little titter tit of hilarity. Laddamy soul, see. And the word cherry is at voiced ring soundingly by their toots ensemble, though not meaning to be clever, but just with a shrug of their hips to go to Troy and half a freak at himself by all that story to the Ulster Marines. Otherwise, holding their noises, they insinuate quiet, private, neat. He make peace in his preaches and play with esteem. Werewolf, Ulf, taboo. So Ulf, for his toffee tuck, the rock made raid as slick as legs would run, and he anchored on his hunkers with the belly pressed, asking, what's my muffin stuffin' aches for these times? To wheat, breath and bother and water curse. Then breath, more bother, and more water curse. Then no breath, no bother, but warra worms, and shim shall have shown. As rigagnolina to Montagnone, what she meant he could not ken. All she meaned was gold and silver. All she meaned was some night's plum jam. It's driving her daft, like he's so dumb. If he'd lonely talk instead of only gawk, as though Yeatman had stuck his stick all through his spokes, and if he would not wally so. He speaks, sweetie bird, have you Monbreamstone? No. Or Hellfirestein? No. Or Van Diemen's Coral Pearl? No. He has lost. Off to clutch, Glug. For what? Shape your ears, Glug. Four wheel, ring we round, chuff. Farewell. Chuff, chuff, sinners even. All's rice with their world. Yet, ah, tears, who can her matter be? She's promised he'd eye her, to try up her pretty. But now it's so longed and so fared and so forth. Jerry for jauntings, alibi fled. The flossies all and mossies all, they drooped upon her draped brimfall. The bow-knots, the show-lots, they wilted into woe-blots. The pearlograph, knew witchly whether to weep or laugh. For always down in Carolinas, lovely diners want their view. Poor Isa sits a-glooming, so gleaming in the gloaming. The tinsels a-touch tarnished, wind no lovely noise a-wound her swans. Hey, lass, woe-fear gleam she so glooming, this poor petite I sold. Her bowman's gone of a coup, be good enough to simperize. If he's at anywhere, she's there for to join him. If it's to nowhere, she's going to too. But if he'll go to be a son to Francis, she'll stay daughter of Clare. Bring tansy, throw myrtles, strew roo. She is fading out like journey's clothes, so you can't see her now. Still, we know how day the dyer works in dims and deeps and dusks and darks. And among the shades that Eve's now wearing, she'll meet a new fiancé, tryst and trow. Mammy was, Mimmy is, Minus Colines to be. In the dee dips a dame, and the dame desires a demsel, and the demsel dresses Dolly, and the Dolly does a dulcie damble. The same renew. For though she's unmarried, she'll have to truss up and help that husband how to hop. Hip it and trip it and chirrup and sing. Lord Chuffy's sky sheriff and Glug's got to swing. So and so, toe by toe, to and fro they go round, for they are the angels, scattering nods as girls who may, for they are an angel's garland. Catchmire stockings, libertide garters, shoddy shoes, quicked out with silver, pennyfair caps on pinafore frocks, and a ring on her thumping finger. And they leap so looply as they link to light, and they look so lovely, noosed in a nuptious night, with a sly glance in and a coy glance out. They ramp it a little, then romp right round in rout. Say them all, but tell them apart, cadenzando coloratura. R is rubretta, and A is arancia. Y is for yilla, and N for greenerin. B is boy blue, with odalisco, while W waters the fleurettes of November. Though they're all but merely a schoolgirl, yet these way went they, either view or the avenue, dancing goes entrancing roundly. Miss Oodles of Annams before the Luvium does like.
so. And then again does like, so. And Miss Endels of Eons after Diaz of Air Raid does like, so. And then again does like, so. The many wiles of Winchell. The grocer's board, she slips her hand in the haricot bag. The lady in waiting sips her sup from the paraffin can. Mrs. Wildhair Quick Doctor helps her skelts up the casual way, the flashed instinct she herds of a tinkle of thunder. The widow McGreevy, she knits cat's cradles. This bountiful actress leashes a harrier under her tongue. And here's the girl who she's kneeled in cold fashion, and she's told her priest, spit, she's pot on a chap. And this last, not least, this riquissime woman, who she writes foot fortunes money times over in the nursery dust with her capital thumb. Buzz. All runaway sheep bound back Bo Peep, trailing their teens behind them. And these ways went they, and those ways went they. Winnie, Olive, and Beatrice, Nellie, and Ida, Amy, and Rue. Here they come back, all the gay pack, for they are the florals, from Fancy and Pansy to Papaveri's blush. Forsake me not, while there's leaf, there's hope, with Primtim's rose and Mary May's blossom, all the flowers of the Ansel's garden. But vice reversing thereout, from those palms of perfection, to Anger Arbor, Pre-Rack Monathan, scrousely out of scout of ocean, virid with woad, what tournaments of complimentary rages rocked the Divlin from his punch pole to his tummy shenter, as he displayed all the oath-word science of his visible disgrace. He was feeling so funny and floored for the cue all over which girls, as he don't know who's who. If Goosey's gauges would but fain smile him a smile, he would be fondling a praise he ate some nice bit of fluff. But no jest reveals the unconnoff. They're all odds against him, the beasties. Scratch. Stop. He dove his head into Wat Murray, gave Stuart Ryle a puck on the plexus, wrestled a hurry communion with the gilly bag, wiped all his sins as martial and menial out of Shrove Sunday McPherson, excremuncted as freely as any froth blower into MacIsaac, had a belting bout chaste to chaste with McAdoo about nothing, and, childhood's age being aye the shameliest, tell a tartar and taster and toothsome Tarascon tortoon, vestimentivorous chlamydophagian, imbretulated himself for any time untellable with what hung over to the McConaughey middle from the MacSickeries of the Breeks. Home. All while, Mush Mishwis from Mungie Mansi, praying in his mind, son of Everallin, within himself, he swore. Mac Noon, Maggoty Mag, cross of a coppersmith bishop, he would split. He do big squeal like holy Trishpat. Seek hells where from Yank Islanders the patriots absolution. Machnitzer, Genick. He takes skiff come first a green day over wide tumbler, rough and dark, till when bow of the shower, show of the bower, with three shirts and a wind, pagoda permittent, cruco levante, the Bruce, the Coriolano, and the Ignacio. From prudels to the secular, but from the common to the nouter. Bye-bye, Brassolis, I'm breathing. Our war, Dolly Gray, a Conan's dream of Loda circles. He hears Schluss in his, Gelchasser no more. Missionary for the ministry to all the Sems of Arm. Shimach, Eon of Era. Mums for his maxim, bands for his book, and dodgesome door of a hedge-hung shawl mistress. And Uncle Silence coach in diligence. Disconnection of the succeeding, he whole hog himself for Carberry banishment, care of Pennsylvania British America, to melt Mrs. Gloria of the Bunkers Trust, recorporated, pronti, by meteoromancy and linguified heis rogin, quit to hail a hurry Laracor and catch the Panam Taricum, and regain that absentee Tarry Easty, his città immediata, by an alley and detour with fair card available get 20 years. Right, for Roby the Roda, from the safe side of distance. Libera nostalgia. Beate Laurentiae Otuli, Euro Pranobis. Every monk his own cashel, where every little ligger is his own yogo tenente, with inclined jams in full purview to his pro-neos, and to the deer-tain at his rear-dos. Fuis finister, foyer escaper. He would, with the greatest of ease, before of waiting mid-hook,
by dear home Prashold on the raging canal, for other sights of Jordan, heave a heavy water boy, make one of his ends with a knock on a cow and a chow collegians, and fire off, Giol Giornal, foul Sebastian Mulmud, his first epistle to the Hebrews. From Cornelius, long-time prepositors of Tumeria to the clutch in Antioch, salvo, ladies and jointurmen, no more turdon scalds, free leaves for everybody's, all tin salmon in the yard, with harm and ache still father alters. Wild primates not stop him from at rearing a writing in handy antics. Nom de plume, goat strap Fenlands, and send charge for merry Inklanders. And don't you lock of his vine shanky swemmy, for he is the general, make no mistake in he is General Jinglesome. Go in for scribinery with the satiety of authors in SPQ Irish, and inform to the old sniggering publicing press and its nation of sheep-copers about the whole plighty troth between them, malady of milady made melody of malody, she the Lalage of Lyonesses, and him her knave errant, to Wild Rose La Gilligan from Croppy Crowhore, for all within crystal range. Eucalypi, Lothar's leave, had days, Nemo in Patria, the luncher out, Skilly and Corrubdish, a wandering wreck from the Mermaid's Tavern, bully famous, not sea calves, mother of misery, were Purgesnacht. Malish. He would bear to untired word of Le Moncon in Austria, and what a strip-poker globtrottle they pairs would looks, how whole fallows his guffer the Sabbatarian, my faction split his beard, he too had a great big O in the megafundum of his Tomishunders, and how her letty shape, his gummer, that congealed sponsor, she had never cessed at waking malters among the Jemisons, since the cluft that meat axe dealt her made her microchasm as gap as down low. So they fished in the kettle and fought free, and if she bit his tail about, all had tiffin for Thea. He would just sit it all right down, just as he would just set it up all writhefully, right in blotch and void, yielding to no man in his ignorance, seeing how heart-silly sorry he was, owning to the condition of his bike stool, and reading off his flesh skin, and writing with his quillbone, filful nine quires with it for his auditors, Caxton and Pollock, a most miraculous Jeremy Head sinned book for all the peoples, under the presidency of the Suchus of so-and-so, a had to be held in, thoroughly enjoyed by many so many on block at Boyrot season, and for their account, utterly admired by her husband in soul intimacy, about who's told his inner sense, and the gruesome head you reek of his spectroscope, and why he was off-colour, and how he was amboffed upon by the very spit of himself, first on the cheek side by Michelangelo, and bassoons that, over on the old jowly side by Bilsey Babby, and the suburbs formule why they provincials drawloweg spilled him out of his homety dormitory narrowed knee domum, osco de basco de pesco de bisco, because all his creature comfort was an omulet finas herbas in an arc finis orb, and no master how mustard, mind never mend, he could neither swuck in none neither swimp in the flood of sessialism, and the best and shortest way of blacking out a cartilock of all the sorrows of Sexton until he would accoster her comme il faut in tete au doux as a wagoner would his mud-heeled weasen donk at their tryst in paradise after torments of toes and years, bread cast out on waters, making goods at maturity, mon demoiseau of Casanova, and Madame Wassel from Amantière. Ne blo novis nivo novio, nobio and nubi in enoviation. Occi tanti tempori. He would see through severals of sanctuaries, may what may might who might, so as to meet somewhere, if produced, on a demi-pension for his whole loaf-time, payment in goo to slee music and poisonal company, following which, like ipsy secum, when he fingen to foil the fluter, she could have all the GSM she moohooed after for and records to herself, including science of sonorous silence, while he, being brung up on soul butter, have recourse, of course, to poetry, with tears for his coronation, such as engines weep. Was Lif worth leaving? Nay. Thaldorf Treetrine, Zorkrasing Stone. Arty, reminiscensitive at bandstand finale on Grand Carriero, dreaming largesse of life size over early lived offs. All satyrs of the South Scepter, highly nutritious family histrionic, Jenny Trixling with Arvis and Avia, that simple pair, and descendant down on Veluti pads by avuncular process to Neurus and Novakar, those notorious nepotists, circumpictified in their sobrine senses, Patris, all of them, by the gloss on their germane faces, and their soccerine eyes like transparents of vitricus, patriots to a man, the Archimede levers of his econome world. Remember thee, Castle Throwin? One's prosperous treed, now Storhong Baroque. And I'll paint you as a pum if ye'll trace me their title to where was a hovel, not a havel, the first rattle of his Joniverse, with a ting-tum tingling, and a next, next, and next, Ginna Paddy, got a petty, Gussies, give it hope, while each is shown. My God, alas, that dear old Tum-Tum home, whereof in youthful port I prayed, amook the verdigrassy convict Valsaldeses, and cloited for a mormiant in thy bosom shade. His mouthful of ecstasy, for Shing Yong Ting in Sheena, from Yor Yume across the Timor Sea, hereupon, maladventure, shot pinging up through the arrowroot of his wisdom, who thought him a fornarall, feast king of Shelley's by googling lovey, regally frederum, eagerly plumed, and was but Gumboil O'Reilly, prods wretched some horsery McGee, plods coffin acid O'Darkery, plods dense floppins McGurdy, as thought it had been sawn into. Holy sanguish blooded up, disconvulsing the fixtures of his phiz, a pang which, his temperature, made him a crazy chump of a havajube silias. Joshua Croesus, son of Nun, though he shall live for millions of years, a life of billions of years, from their rosaced glows to their violast lustres, he shall not forget that pucking pugasis. Holy howlsballs and bloody acres, like nothing unhurt. But by Jove Cronides, seed of some, after that he had bait his breastplates for forgetting his bird's place. It was soon that he re-had himself. By a prayer? No, that comes later. By contrite attrition? Nay, that we passed. Mid exerchism. So is Richt. And it was so. And Malthus more and more resumed his soul. With go frack yourself off to Allard out of this, an old Stein song. He threwed his fit up to his ears, rolled his polygon eyes, snivelled from his snows, and blew the guff out of his horny pipe. The hop joint jerk of a ladle brum jig that he learnt in loco foco when a red hot turnspit he. Under rain of old roast and the bull rat's killer's radios, why was that man, for he's doing her wrong? Lookery looks how his knots in his entrails. Mookery mooks, it's a grip of his gripes. Seekery seeks, why his biting his head off? Cockery cokes, it's his spurt of coal. And may his tar pitch dilute not give him chromitis, for the more that blinks you blank is mostly carbo. Where the inflammabilis might persuave his comborenda, with a pure flame and a true flame and a flame all to gas or suit. The worst is over. Wait! And the Dobony Mag may gang to priests. With Dinny Finneen may canty ho, in the lost of the gleemans, sousy most. For he would himself deal a treatment as might be trusted in anticipation of his inculmination unto fructification for the major operation, when Pip, a message, interfering, intermitting interskips from them, Pet, on Hertzian waves, call her Venice names, call her Estelle, a butterfly from her zip-clasped handbag, a wounded dove as started from, escaping out her forecourts. I'll wail for yous, O Doherlint, the poetessa. And around its scorched cap she has twilled a twine of flame to let the latest know she's married. And pim it goes backballed, tot burns it so lest. A Claribel come back to errand, hers before his even, post at her penned. Easier change, think you, madam. Good afternoon, madam.
Mind the step. Please stoop or to please stop. What say? I have surrender from to him now, dear mate ashore, so come pleasely till I can get redressed, which means the end of my stays in the languish of Tintagel. Is you zealous of me, brother? Did you boo moiety loud? You supported to be the unconditiously rejected? Certainly, lad. Can that sob stuff whingy, Willie? Stuff up my brawn and sit in my lap. Pipette, though I'd much rather not. Like things are MDs is all invincibles. Decoded. Now, a run for his money. Now a dash to our dot. Old cocker, young crowy, sepharis or son. A brand new speed hound, outstripper us on the wind. Like a waft to wing-weary one, or a sus to a coast guard. For directly with his whoop, stop, and an epilepsy didn't do a tishy, in appreciable less time than it takes a gladiator to submerge her in Atlantis, was he again a gob before the trembly ones, a sparks gap off, doubled as gesht, gotten all off in a simpler sailor maid, and shaking the storm out of his hiccups. The smartest vessel you could find would a lazily him on her knee as her lucky for the Rio Grande. He's a pigtail tar, and if he hadn't got it too thick, he'd a telltale tall of his picture on a wall, with his forture in the papers for cutting mutton legs and capers, letting on he'd just be japers and his tail cooked up. Goal, it's won by its length. Angelinas hide from light those hues that your Sinbo may bring to light, though down to your dower strip he's bent knee, he maunt nor ledgings here. For a haunting way will go, and you need not make your mow. Find the fringe for frocks, and translate it into shocks of such as touch with show and show. He is guessing at hers, for all he is worse, the seagoer. Hark to his wily geese's goosling by, and play fair, lady. And note that they who will for exile say can for dog, while them that won't leave England says now for no. For he falters how he hates to trouble them without. But leaving Codhead's mitre and the heron's plumes sinistrant to the server of servants and wrecks of rigums, and making a bolder dash for liberty of speech, he asks not, have you seen a match being struck, nor is this powder mine, but, letting pun plays pass to earnest, haps thee Joan of Arc's? Now. Haps thee Mejantis? Now how? Haps thee Percause's Nancy Bellies? Now, how? Ask ye, gow on, me cackle, get. Ping and ping one, ping one pong. And he did a get, there anayance, and slink his hook away, alligare come alligare, like a chimista in camisas, whom the hurricana hurries and hots foot, zingo, zango, segur, to hoots of utskot, urkur, jamal, cum, yala, yawash, yak. For he could chop a chop a chew upon a scarp snack of pure underfallen ingelsk, melon moon or tartar tortoise, tsukisaki or soppy supon, as rascally and as baskly as your cheese chalk cow cud spanish. Makoto, wakta kriaude, galagala nausi is, yet right divining do not was. Habovo, hapogate, okidimatsi in kamicha. He had his spirits all foulen on him, to vet most grievously, he was bedizzled and debuzzled. He had his tristiest cavalier on, and looked like bruddy Hal. A shelling a cockshy and be donkey shot at? Or a peso bizant to join the armada? But sin Chopanza, could any bruddy which walked this world with eyes wide open have looked twinsomer than the curl he left behind him? Candidatus, viridosus, aurilucens sine lab. Of all the green heroes ever wore cotton breeches, the whitemost, the goldenest. How he stood theirs with himself, most kevinly, and that anti-revolutionary, the churchman childfather from tonsor's tuft to almonder's toes, a hagiography in duo trigesimi, son septimost of sire six tusks, of Maya Queenie's cynosure, heavenly body time, in wreathed of his near sissies, a mickly dazzly eely oily with Lewis curls, a soul netzer by Svestal's priestess,
they're trailed attractive, and dem dandy pennies knows the play of the eyelids. With his gamecock spurts and his smile liquid glue, the sauciest sourire ever weanling wore, whiles his host of spritties, le spiller in the knees, they went pea-henning, a rippida-rappida-pad pad around him, pilgrim princips, Kerilar Kevinor, in eucharistic congratulations, quite purringly excited, rippid-rippid, a lauding to him by all the lick names in the litany with the terms in which no little Dulcinea ever thinks about implying except to her future's year and sending him perfume most prey puffs to satisfy her more than to tease him. Shall we help? Now you've mass mule, you regalect a bit, yes, Mick, ye missy? That he, the fine-hued, the fair-hail, the far-ahead, might vouchsafe unto each but every one as far as Saffras durst soon. To have mercy on hers of his kiss your license. Meanings, endure the injurious till I'm betterer. We know you like Latin with S's impures, and your lieber as they see. We certainly like gurgles, love the nargly gargly, so Araby G, tell that old Frankie boyock to bellows up the tumbucky in his tum-tum argon, and give us a gust of his gushy old. Goof! Hymn number 29. Oh, the singing. Happy little girlicums to have adorfted such an Adelphus. Oh, the swinging hop-ups so go holden. They've come to chant encore. They say their salat, the maiden's prayer, to the messiager of his nabis, prostitating themselves each wise and combinedly. Fatiha, fold the hands. Be it honored, bow the head. May thine evenings e'en be blissful, even of bliss, as we so hope for ablution, for the sake of the fair bung, and of the scent, and of the holier drops. Amens. A pause, there orison arises misquite as Osman glory, ebbing wastward, leaves to the soul of light its fading silence. Ah, lach, 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 a turquoise sky. Then, Xanthus, 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 we thank to thine mighty innocent that didst bring it off, whit, whit. Should in after years it became about you will after desk job duty, becoming a bank Midland mansioner, we and I shall reside with our obeisant servants among Burke's mobility at La Roseray, Aylesbury Road. Red bricks are all hellishly good values if you trust to the roster of ads, but we'll save up ourselves and nab what's nicest and boskiest of timber trees in the neighborhood. Onkyle's plot, locum oaks, Turkish hazels, Greek firs, incense palm, etc. The hypsometers of Mount Anvil is held to be dying out of Arthataxis, but praise St. Larix Utuli, the witch elm of Manila, is still flourishing in the open because it's native of our nature and the seeds were sent by fortune. We'll have our private paley peachum pillar posterns for lovesick letterines fondly affianced to our front railings and swings, hammocks, tight-taut ballet lines, accommodation nooks and prismic bathwats to make envy eyes mouth water and wonder when they binoculars from their embrasured windows in our garden rare. Fiat Fiat shall be our number on the autokinaton, and Chubby and his chuffs, ours for only chuffer. Tea will be waiting for us, as I sold you at the first entries. Our cousin Gourmand, Percy the pup, will denounce the sniff-normers of all callers, where among our Siamese sister Tabitha, the nine-lived, will extend to the full her hearty welcome. While the turf and twigs they tattle, tin-tin, tin-tin, Lady Marmella Shortbread will walk in for supper with her March Pain switch on, her necklace of almonds, and her Poiret Sunday dress with bracelets of honey, and her cochineal hose with the caramel dancings, the briskly best from Booty's Town, and her sucking staff of ivory mint. You mustn't miss it, or you'll be sorry. Charmeuse Chloe's, glittering jewels, Lydialite fans, and perfumed cinerets. And the Prince Lemonade has been graciously pleased. His six chocolate pages will run bugling before him, and Coco Cream toddle after with his stick sword and a pink cushion. We think his sparkling headiness ought to know Lady Marmalade. Lewisham his for Lissom hers. He's not going to Cork till Cantalamess, or Mayhope till Rose Easter, or St. Tibble's Day. So Yeoman knows. The former's in his fin, the mormer's her and him. A par alone, and Dublin's all adin. We'll sing a song of single month, and Yule too, and Yule. Here are notes, there's the key, 1, 2, 3, chores. So come on, ye wealthy gentlemen, we've frou frocks full of fun. Tin, 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 the jolly and the lively, thou billy with thee coo, for to jog a jig of a Christmas nice, and sing a missal too. Hip shampooree, hip hip shampooree, oh you long-tailed black man, poke it up behind me. Hip shampooree, hip hip shampooree, and Jesse's pushed the pump kick round, and alleluia. Since the days of Romulus and Remus, the Pavanos have been striding through their struts of Chapel Desert. The valses have meed and yodeled through the pearly ooze of Ballybough. Many a mismy cloudy has tripped daintily along that Harcourt strayed railway, and the Rigadoons have held ragtime revels on the plateau plain of Grange Gorman. And though since then sterlings and guineas have been replaced by brooks and lions, and some progress has been made on stilts, and the races have come and gone, and Time, that chief of seasoners, has made his usual astute use of end-adjustables, and what not will be is nor was, those Dansadales and Cancanzanies have come stimmering down for our begayment through the bedeftum of posty horns, the obsesity of past epochs, as lithe and limb-free limber as when Momie mummed at Ma. Just so stilled with the gnats are their flower heads now, and each of all has a love stalk unto herself, and the tot of all the tits of their understamens is as open as he can possibly she, and is turnsole, straight cut or side waist, according to the corsets of things feminine, towards him in heliolatry, so they may catch cup in their calisets alls they go troping, those parachutes from his muscalone pistol, for he can eye spy through them to their self-colours, never the least their tissue peepers, meaning mulberry mesh, the time of appling flowers, a guarded figure of speech, a variety of perfume, a bride all, sea mist in so on, as lightly as sea saw. Oh, my goodness, oh, my great mess, oh, my prizelessly pre-shoes, while, dewyfully as dim dumbbells, all a-listen to his elixir, lovelit. And they said to him, enchained to dear sweet Stainlessness, young confessor, dearer, dearest, we hear here about Oblas, o Chelicola thee salutant. Pattern of our unschooled pageant master, deliverer of soft missives, round the world in 40 mails, bag, belt, and balmy beam, our barna boy, our chepa chap, with that pam pipe in your put-away, gab borab, when you will be after doing all your sight-seeing and sound-hearing and smell-sniffing and tasty-tasting and tenderums touchings in all Donegal, send us, your adorables, thou over-blessed, a wise and letters play of all you can sieve, chief Celtic chappie, from your holy post, now you hast ascertained ceremonially our names. Unclean you art not, outcast thou art not, leper's tower the carman's Loki has not blanched at our pollution, and your intercourse at 90 leg spits does not defile. Untouchable is not the scarecrow as on you. You are pure, you are pure, you are in your purity. You have not brought stinking members into the house of Amanti. Ele binam, titep notep, we name them to the hall of honor. Your head has been touched by the god Enel Ra, and your face has been brightened by the goddess Arukituk. Return, sainted youngling, and walk once more among us. The rains of Demani are masical as of year, and Barazai is all a flower, seeker of calmy days. As shiver a shower can be, our breed and better class is in brood and bitter pass, labby cleath longs. But we're counting on the clock. The great cackler comes again. Sweet staker, Abelard of all our Halloween, we, to be slightly more familiar perhaps than is slickly more than necessary, toot Philomelas as well as Magdalene's were draw pairs with two pin marks, BVD and BVD dot,
so want lotteries of ticklets post-tatum, you appreciate, so as to be very dainty if an is a spell, and so as to be verily dandy-dainty if an ishibilly, of and on, to and for, by and with, from you. Let the hitback hurry his wayward ere the missive has time to take herself off. 'Twill be o'er the more willfully in to meet if the coming offence can send our shudders before. We seem to have been elsewhere, as thoth had passed in our suspense. Next, to our shrinking selves, we love sensitivas best, for they are the angel. Brick, fauve, jonquil, sprig, fleet, nocturne, smiling bruise, for they are an angel's garment. We will be constant, what a word, and bless the day, for whole hours too, yes, for so long syne, as we shall be heeing in our created being of ours elvishness, the day you befell, you dreadful temptation. Now promise us, as at our requested, you will remain ignorant of all what you hear, and though, if whilst disrobing to the edge of risk, the busy things in idle hours that satin finds to two, draw a veil till we next time. You don't want to peach, but be jimboed if ye do. Perhaps we earnest to may. How many months or how many years till the myriads and first become? Dashfulness be topped. May he culp, may he culper, may he mix and mass culper. Talk with a hare and you wake of a tartar's. That's muse, says the law. List, Kiki Lacey the pervergined, and Bianca Mutantini her conversa, drew their fool's long finish first. Herzog van Valentin, but me and me other raven, my cousin of mine, have more good three chances we others after Bonaparte's. The mything smile of me, my whole soul assumption, she's nout me without as we am twin here within, that I love like my selfish, like smithereens robin songs, like June's as nuts lost, like the blue of the sky, if I stoop for to spies between my white you might call him. How their duel makes their trial. Ears wax for Sir Seward, dong-dong bullets for the Irish riflers, queen's wealth of cucum in their combs for the Jenny Joes. Caro carassimus, honey swarns where Melis bond. Will be all buzzy one another minis for the mere effect that you are so full of pollen yourself. Teo meo, dour door. We feel unspeechably thoughtless over it all here in Gizzy Gazelle Tark's bimbo wood, so please kindly communicate with the original since we are only yearning as yet how to burgeon. It's meant millions of sentiments, dead, lost, or mislaid on them, but, master of snakes, we can slough change in the nip of an apple, so long as we can all see for deed certain you're quick. By the hook in your look, we're eyed for eye, were you begging the question with your lutean bowl round Monk Messerac, and whenever you're tingling in your trout, we're sure to be tangled in our ticements. It's game, ma chère, be off with your shepherdress on. Up some corda, behose our handmaids for the lured. To these nunts we are but yours in amateurs, yet well come that day we shall ope to be oars. Then shalt thou see, seeing the sight, no more hoax it is, nay more gifting in manage. A hers fancy for his friend, and then that fellow yours after this follow ours. Vania, vania, vaniorum, domne vania. High time is up, be it down into outs according, when there shall be foods for vermin as full as feeds for the fet, eat on earth as there's hot in oven. End of side 7. To continue, turn the cassette over.